Section 3. You will hear a student called Greg talking to his student about the study of the wind farm in Australia. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Okay, Greg. So I finally managed to read the article you submitted, the one about the study of the wind farm in Australia.
You did? Great! What did you think of it?
Yeah, I was a little confused at first because of the background information you failed to present on the paper. I mean, it's kind of important for you to give some general knowledge before you start actually writing on the main theme.
Oh, I was thinking of doing that during the presentation session. But now that you have mentioned it, I could add it to the beginning of the essay. I've done some research on that, to think about the different ways that people use wind. Wind is one of our cleanest and richest sources of power, as well as one of the oldest. Windmills began to be used in ancient Iran back in 7th century BC. They were first introduced to Europe during the 1100s, when armies returned from the Middle East with knowledge of using wind power. For many centuries, people used windmills to grind wheat into flour or pump water from deep underneath the ground. During the 1970s, people started becoming concerned about the pollution that is created when coal and gas are burned to produce electricity. People also realized that the supply of coal and gas would not last forever. Then, wind was rediscovered and carried out into research for the first time.
Greg, why don't you just put all that information together and present that in the introduction part of your essay?
Okay, I'll do that. What also intrigued me was that there were disadvantages about a wind farm. You see, all the conventional green scenarios for reducing carbon emissions include a dramatic upscaling in renewable power generated by wind, both on and offshore. However, the environmental impacts of this large-scale industrial deployment, both of turbines and power lines, frequently in relatively natural areas, are often neglected by climate campaigners. For example, wind turbines have the reputation of generating noise as well as electricity. So as more electricity is produced, they can be really noisy. Another thing is that some new turbine blades kill a worrying number of birds, especially large birds like raptors.
But there must be a bright side, right?
Yeah. Of course, according to figures pulled together by consultants of the Intelligent Energy Systems using data from the Australian market operator, wind energy accounted for 50% of demand in the state. That's half of the power source. Besides, this one unexpected outcome really attracts lots of visitors and helps the local tourism.
That's good to hear.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now, listen and answer questions 26 to 30.
Oh, how about the structure?
Offshore wind farms consist of a number of connected elements. These include the turbines, foundations, array cables, offshore substation, export cable, and onshore substation and infrastructure. Just a single one of these giant wind turbine blades, produced by manufacturer Siemens, is almost as big as the Airbus A380, the world's largest plane. that's made in Europe.
Impressive.
Actually, at first, there were protests among residents who claimed themselves to be victims of land loss and noise. Then, policies came out really quick, and then they could get allowance from the government. From then on, things went smoothly.
What would happen in extreme weather conditions? I mean, it could be dangerous if hurricanes occur.
A motorized operating mechanism enables the device to be switched back on remotely. All versions feature the modular design and share the same complete range of standard accessories, thanks to its very extensive operating temperature range of minus 25 to 70 Celsius and its strong temperature range of minus 40 to 70 Celsius. It is ideally suited for use in wind turbines under extreme climatic conditions, though they do have an option to lower the speed of it.
Wonderful. Then, what were the fans, or turbine blades, made of? Is it a special kind of metal?
No, they were too heavy. Wind turbine blades must be strong, light, and capable of operating for decades without much, if any, maintenance. Fiberglass is one of the main components of many large-scale wind turbine blades. The material is used because it is lightweight, easily shaped, and not too expensive. Another material used to make longer turbine blades is timber. This material is too expensive to use amongst all the blades, but on the longer blades, it's used to help reinforce them because it is stiff and light.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.